This is an iHeart podcast.
Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What? Look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these failure drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off. What do you believe? How much do you believe it? What should you do if things go really bad here? What shouldn't you do? You and I are going to have to talk through this here. And some great guests coming up next on I'm Right. People are mad. You're probably mad, stressed out, anxious. First of all, let me just tell you, there's no need to be anxious. There's no need to stress right now because you can't do anything about it. I'm not going to do that thing. Well, it'll all be okay, even though it will. In the end, we'll work it out one way or the other. But I'm not doing that to you. You can be stressed. You can be anxious. But this is going to be a legal fight now. There is so much ugliness going on out there. There are so many things going on that are inexplainable out there, and I'm not going to do that thing. I warned you last night, and I'll tell you again tonight. I'm not going to do that thing where I take every little bit of information that looks like it might be election fraud and run to the camera and tell you, look, they're stealing the election. I'm not saying that. But when there's this much smoke everywhere, things look bad. When you're finding votes that all go for Biden in the middle of the night after everybody went to bed on election night and states that Trump needs and states that Trump's winning, I need explanations for that. When you have record turnout by a large margin, I need explanations for that. And I'll tell you what I don't need and what I will not acknowledge. I will not acknowledge the leftists saying, stop being a conspiracy theorist, because one thing I have most definitely learned, the second you discover what leftists are pulling, they'll pull out that card on you. Either you're a racist or you're a conspiracy theorist. No. You can try to shame someone else into silence. That ain't working on me, Jack. If you have record turnout that we've never seen in the history of the United States of America in critical swing states, I need to know why. I need explanations. I want to know when these ballots were dropped off. I want to know who dropped them off. I want names. I want information. And look, I'm not one of these people and never will be. I will never be one of these people who talks to about an election I lost and say, oh, well, it's fraud. It's not my president. If it's a normal election, I've lost plenty of them. I've lost them myself. I ran for Congress twice and lost both times. One of them was heartbreaking. It was by 4,000 votes. It took them a week to recount everything, and I still lost. And you know what I did? Picked myself up, marched on down to the podium, gave my goodbye speech to everybody, thanked them all for coming out, called my opponent, congratulated, goodbye, peace. I'm fine with losing, right, with dignity, if I'm treated right in the process. Don't think you can just do anything and say, sorry, looks like you lost, better be a good loser, and I'm just going to, oh, okay, whatever you say, I don't want to look bad. Screw you. That's not how that works at all. This looks terrible. This stuff looks terrible. And let me ask you something, because this is really getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, and I will tell you, I've been struggling with it. What do we do if they pull all this stuff off and Joe Biden's president for the next 4 years? How do we conduct ourselves? No, I am not telling you run home and put on your camo paint and take to the streets. I would never say something like that. But what do we do? Do we do what we've always done, you and I? All right. Go back to work. Wife, kids, t-ball on the weekends. Do we do more? Do we do less? How do we bottle up this anger that's out there? I mean, there's anger out there now on the right that looks like it equals to the anger on the left. I want you to look at this. These are people on the right outside of a place in Arizona where they're counting the votes.
Count the votes! Count the votes! Count the votes!
That's not normal. Have you ever, ever in your entire lifetime seen the right do something like that where they're counting the votes? I certainly haven't. There is an anger out there, a resentment out there. And look, when they're pulling things like this at the locations where they're counting the votes, what are we supposed to think? Why can't people see inside? I see people yesterday out there counting the ballots, sorting through the ballots with Biden-Harris face masks on. I am not going to do that thing where, well, it's just they stole every election. I'm not. But I need explanations, and how can I be anything but suspect at this time? I stayed up with you for 4.5 hours of live TV on election night, covering everything. And by the time my head hit the pillow that night, Donald Trump had Florida, Georgia wrapped up, was way ahead in Michigan, was way ahead in Wisconsin. And look, you saw me that night. I was pretty confident. I wake up 4 or 5 hours later, and in the dead of night, troves of votes happen to show up, giving Biden the lead or the presumptive lead. How am I supposed to process that? And more to the point, how am I supposed to process that for the next 4 years? What do I believe? How much do I believe it, and what do I do about it? What if Joe Biden is president of the United States of America for the next 4 years, and you and I don't think it's legitimate? How should we conduct ourselves? What should we do? And no, I am not telling you to do anything. I certainly don't think you should. I'm not telling you to not do anything. Do we need to revive the Tea Party movement? If we revive the Tea Party movement, let me ask you something. Do you think we're going to be able to keep the Tea Party movement as peaceful as it was before? I was at plenty of them. I'm sure you were too. They were a blast. They're just basic big parties railing against Obama and such, but it was fine. I don't know what we're going to be in the future. But I know this, and I know this for a fact. After 4 years of impeachment and Russian collusion and stuff like this from the left, I'm worried we're about to see an answer from the right. That you? That could be you? I look at that video the same way you look at that video, and I'm embarrassed for those losers out there. Molotov cocktails and hitting cops and stuff. Like, I'm out on that. But what if we're not supposed to be passive anymore? What if passive has gotten us to where we are? And this is what I mean. This is exactly what I mean. I'm looking through all these articles being written. I'm looking through social media, everybody on the right. Half of the pundits on the right are trotting out lines like, wow, let's be better than they are. There's been no fraud. Oh, please, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Just lose properly if you lost. What? This is what the left loves. They love this passive right. Well, I mean, we got to be the bigger guy. That was a long, long, long way of telling you I'm going to have to feel out exactly how much of an activist I'm going to be depending on how this goes. I need a lot more information first. I need to know who did what and why. But if I end up with a president of the United States of America who was arrested because of, or who was elected because of some Democrat shenanigans in Michigan and Wisconsin and Arizona and Nevada, is that my president? Is that radical? Does that make you uncomfortable? I'll tell you, it makes me uncomfortable, especially after four straight years of Democrat. That's not my president. But what are we? We're dividing is what we are. And we're dividing permanently, however this works out. It'll be all right. All of that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, cyber theft isn't going away. No matter who wins this election, cyber theft is not going away. It is the wave of the future. I'm still wrapping my mind around how much money these scumbags make online, ripping off people like you and ripping off people like me. I've seen what they can do. You know how long it took them to hack into my home title, get it, and forge my signature and my wife's signature on it? Less than 10 minutes. That's how long it took. You don't, I'm trying to explain this about home title theft. It's easy for them. It's not difficult. This is easy. This is cyber theft 101. And that's why this crime is sweeping the nation. And you have no defense for it. None. Unless you have home title lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. When you go to HomeTitleLock.com, if you use the promo code RADIO, that actually gives you 30 free days of protection. Go. Protect yourself. We'll be back. Joining me now from BearingArms.com, the great Cam Edwards. Cam and I were just talking off camera. He's asking about me and how I'm doing. Cam, allow me to ask the worst, most vague interview question of all time. How are you doing? Because all my other friends and family right now, they are in the toilet. I'm having the time of my life, but everybody else I know is stressed out, drinking too much, not sleeping. How's Cam Edwards?
You know, I'm doing okay. Haven't had a drink this week. I haven't had a bottle standing by on election night, but then I just got too involved and watched what was going on and forgot to have a drink. So, you know what? I'm doing okay, man. It is a stressful time. It is an uncertain time. But I honestly, look, I do believe we're going to get through it. We might not all get through it together. We might get through it, yelling at each other. But I think we are going to get through this. And you know, tomorrow is another day. As you and I have talked before, my wife's gone through cancer for the last 4 years. So I know what it's like to wake up feeling just that dread in the pit of your stomach. And, you know, you wonder what the day is going to bring. I know what that's like, but I'm here to tell you, there will be better days ahead.
How about that for everybody from a man who knows? That was awesome, Cam. I think everybody actually needed to hear that. Now, on the ground right now, I view this, I'm not trying to be a downer because I just have accepted this is where we are anyway. I view this as being the worst possible outcome at all. It would have been better to have Biden outright win on election night than what we have now, because now, no matter what, both sides are going to be entirely convinced the election process is fraudulent. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, a clear election victory would have been better. You would have still had, I think, a lot of angry Trump voters. But if it had been that big blue wave, now you, when you talk about the what's best, I think you're what I talk about psychologically, maybe emotionally, the psyche of this country.
Yes.
Because obviously a blue wave election would not have been great for the country legislatively, the country constitutionally. But you're right. You would have at least known, right? And now it's that uncertainty. Now it's checking, you know, the TV every 5 minutes. So you get online, and the first thing you do is you look to see if a winner's been declared and what's going on with the vote counts in Maricopa County. And everybody is on edge. And you're right. There have been so many stories here raising questions about the legitimacy of the vote in deep blue cities, you know, like Detroit and Philly. And I think that those suspicions linger. And how you get beyond that, I don't know, honestly. I mean, Democrats didn't. In 2016, Donald Trump stole the election. Hillary Clinton never should have conceded. They've kept that up for the past 4 years. So are we about to enter a cycle where Republicans say the same thing?
Well, why can't we just accept the fact right now we're not coming back together? I don't understand why this is such a radical concept for people. Because as you said, look, both sides have to agree to come together. If I have it out with my wife, we each have to agree we don't want to fight anymore before we're coming back together. If the other one still wants to fight, there is no coming together. The nations work the same way. It's not as if this whole process is going to be over and Democrats are going to reach out and be, hey, all that impeachment, Russian collusion, voter stuff, kind of our bad. Why don't we just agree to disagree at this point? That's not going to happen. So there is no coming together unless we lay down, and I'm not doing that.
No, and I don't think too many people on our side will. And I don't think too many people on the left will either. And, you know, Jesse, you and I have talked about the sort of the great divorce idea for the last couple of years. And you know, we've all talked about how difficult it would be to do that. How do you draw those lines? I mean, you look at a state like Texas, right? Huge turnout for Joe Biden in Harris County, Dallas County, huge turnout for Trump. In the suburbs, in the more rural areas, even down in the Rio Grande, Trump cut into Joe Biden's lead compared to 2016 by a huge margin. So if we're going to try to separate, if we're going to try to become, you know, I think I heard somebody talk about a two-state solution. If we're going to try that, what does that even look like? You know, how do you divvy up Texas so that the blue staters in Houston are happy and the red staters in the suburbs are happy as well? I don't know how you do that other than maybe the best way is to try to reduce the amount of power that the federal government has over us in the first place. Because maybe if we're able to make more of these decisions regarding our lives and the way we live our life at the local level, you know, we're going to be in more homogeneous agreement with our neighbors. And there's going to be less of this conflict where somebody from, you know, 1,000 miles away is trying to tell you how to live your life. And in return, you may be trying to tell somebody 1,500 miles away how to live theirs. You know, I don't think there's going to be a perfect solution. We've never had a perfect moment in this country where everybody's gotten along, even the era of good feelings. But I'm with you, man. I do think we need to try to figure out a way so that this does not consume us. Because I think you're in agreement. I mean, like, this really isn't good for the country. We've got external enemies who would love to see us on our knees, who would love to see us destroyed. And while we're busy fighting each other, they're looking on and smiling.
They are. Look, the leader of Iran is on Twitter making fun of us. China, I'm sure, is living this up. But a couple things on what you said. First of all, if it makes, you know, how would we do it? You know, I actually hadn't intended to get into this with you again today. We might as well. If it makes these people happy, or how do we make these people happy? I want people to be clear on what this. Divorce is hard. By the grace of God, I've never gotten one, but I've had plenty of friends that have. I've never once seen either side be thrilled on the way out the door. It sucks. Somebody gets a kid. Somebody gets a house. Somebody gets a car. Nobody goes skipping out of the room when the divorce is finalized. I don't assume it's going to be happy, Cam. I don't want some civil war. I think that's idiotic. I don't want anyone to get hurt. I don't want anyone on left to get hurt. I don't want anyone on the right to get hurt. And I think somebody's going to get hurt if we don't agree that we can't live together anymore. We can't. I mean, people, here's what's wild to me about this election, Cam. People on the left, they were in such a state of Donald Trump's a Nazi Russian agent They thought there was going to be a blue wave. The left is devastated with the election results. We're gaining seats in the House. We kept the Senate. And people on the right, and partially myself included, thought there was a chance at a red wave because of these detestable people. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Joe Biden's out there. Your kid can choose his gender. I don't want to live with people who believe that.
So have you figured out how to make that divorce happen? At least somewhat amicably?
Yeah, I have figured out how to handle the divorce amicably. One, I have to be the one mediating the whole thing so I can calm everybody down. That's the most important part. Because I'm the only one who's going to do this right. See, mm-hmm. I'm the only one who's going to do it right. I'm going to make sure at least once each side has an ocean, each side splitting up natural resources, the debt. I'm going to make sure about all that. Make sure it doesn't get too personal, for one. And two, really, honestly, what I'm trying to do is get both sides to simply agree it needs to happen, because that's step one. There is no step two after that. All we're in now is this power politics game, Cam. I'm worried about what the right's going to do if Joe Biden's president for the next 4 years. I think the days of the polite right are done.
Well, I think that you're right. And, I mean, look, you look at the election results that we saw on Tuesday. You can make a good case that the polite right is not winning elections the way that the Trump coalition is. I mean, you saw the largest majority or the largest support for Republicans among non-white voters for the first time since 1960. I just saw, according to one of the exit polls, 35% of Muslim Americans voted for Donald Trump in 2020. You know, and as you say, those on the left, I mean, their whole worldview is Trump is racist, xenophobic, he's Hitler, it's awful, we've got 70 million Nazis living among us. That's a problem, because that's, and I don't use this word lightly, but that's a psychosis on the left right now. You know, we saw so much about the QAnon conspiracy theory in the media all summer long, but what do you call it when millions of people, including plenty of people in power, believe that 70 million of their fellow Americans are racist Nazis? I mean, that is group psychosis at that point.
Yeah. Cam Edwards, BearingArms.com. Thank you, my friend.
Always good talking with you, Jesse.
You, bud. You need to have a gold IRA. No, it's not time to panic about the election. It's not time to panic about the future. And it's sure not time to panic about your stock portfolio. It's really not. It is, however, time to take some steps and make sure the fluctuations we're going to see don't crush you. I mean, you've done the right things. You've worked hard. You're setting aside money for your retirement years as you should. Don't let these crazy people in Washington destroy what you've worked hard for. That's your money. A gold IRA helps protect you. Go to Gold Alliance. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and they make it easy. Go to goldalliance.com/Jesse. That's goldalliance.com/Jesse. We'll be back. Joining me now, Tom Del Beccaro of Fox News, Fox Business, former chairman also of the California Republican Party. And I guess I want to focus on that for a moment, Tom, if you don't mind, because you were the former head of the Republican Party in a state not very friendly to the Republican Party, and I have a feeling we're all going to need some lessons from you shortly on how to conduct ourselves as the serious minority party in this country.
Well, first of all, I thank you for having me on, and I need to apologize for America, to America. Of course, I ran against Kamala Harris for U.S. Senate, and because I failed to beat her, you can blame me for anything you want. It's bad out here. If somehow these election challenges don't pan out for the president, and they should, I have a new piece out at the Epoch Times about the voter fraud heist in Wisconsin and Michigan. Their policies, California policies. Look, I'm worried week to week whether I can come on your show, because I don't know if I'll have electricity. That's how bad it is.
Good group. That is sad for a state that I believe, and I can be corrected on this, a state that would be the fifth largest economy in the world if it were its own country, can't get power to all its own citizens. That's really happening, Tom?
and not reliable water either. So, and of course, all the fires and public safety with the riots. So let me get this straight. We're in, what year is this? Oh yeah, 2020. Can't deliver water, electricity not reliable, fires, public safety. Other than that, you should come. The weather's nice.
All right, let's talk about this piece you have for the Epic Times, because we're hearing a lot of bad news, a lot of news we can't be sure what's real. You obviously do your research. You have a piece out. What is specifically happening in Michigan and Wisconsin? Give us the skinny.
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit how I came about this. At about midnight Eastern time, I started looking at each of the counties on the maps that you could get online, looking at each of the counties and seeing how much of the vote was in Wisconsin and Michigan, and making a guesstimate of how much more could come in. I mean, I've been doing this for years. I was chairman of the Republican Party. We had to know these things. It's what you do. And at about 10:15, I had come to the conclusion, or maybe a little earlier, Western time, so 1:15 in the morning, but there really was no way to catch the president, what remained out there. And the same for both Wisconsin and Michigan, 110,000 lead in Wisconsin, 300-something in Michigan. I did Newsmax, and then I did the Times London Radio in London. Went to bed thinking I'd get 4 hours of sleep. I only got three because a friend of mine texted me and said, what's going on in Wisconsin? Why did it flip? So I went and looked. Sure enough, the lead evaporated. And if you look at what they're claiming now, there's a voter turnout in Wisconsin of 89%. Now, I wish we were that interested as a society, but that's never happened in American history. Let me just say that again. That has never happened in American history. We don't
vote
at that rate.
What does happen, Tom? What's normal?
If you look at the 2016 election, nationally, the voter turnout was 59.2. In Wisconsin, it was 66. So they tend to vote above the norm. But 66 to 82 is a massive jump in turnout. How does that happen? Well, part of it may be mail-in ballots. Maybe they had greater access. But Wisconsin's different. It has a law that where you have to apply for it, and it gets sent to you, right? So unlike California, they don't mail just to everyone. And here's where motive and opportunity comes in. If you recall, back in September in Texas, there was a boasting Biden operative talking about how they would ballot harvest 700,000 votes. And he's facing indictment and FBI, on and on and on, because they had a whole plan for this thing. So fast forward to Wisconsin. Wisconsin has overnight, in 3 hours, 100-something thousand votes show up for Biden. They say it's a data error. Yeah, right. So what happened? Well, there's a little quirk in the Wisconsin law. If you want to vote in person, you have to show your ID. But if you want to drop off your ballot, you do not. So this is how ballot harvesting would work. Now, I'm not saying how much of this occurred. That needs to be investigated. And as a country, if we want to survive, it must be investigated. But what happens is these ballots come in the mail. Ballot harvesters go to the homes, essentially take them from the people, nursing homes and otherwise, or in Milwaukee County, they go into the minority community. They get these ballots, they harvest them, they hold them, they see how much is needed. This is, of course, happening at 4 a.m. at Eastern time. And what do? They start turning them in at polling locations in large amounts. They just drop them off. And that is how you get a massive jump in voting. Again, It's not that I know exactly how much occurred, but I'm telling you, there's no way there was 89. Remember, there are precincts with more votes than people registered in those precincts in Wisconsin. No chance that they've got to 89%. And you need to look, this is on top of what we know. In Philadelphia, they backdated the timestamp or the post date on ballots to the night before, even though they were not received in a timely fashion. That's a violation of law. I say by the end of this, the Trump administration and others are going to expose more voter fraud than we ever imagined, than most people ever imagined.
Are they going to be able to, Tom? I'm not asking you to predict who comes out on top of this election-wise. I think it's a foregone conclusion at this point. It's going to be an ugly court mess with a court decision that's going to make half the country pull their hair out. But is the Trump administration going to be able to overcome the system blocks enough to at least show the American people what happened? Can this stuff be traced and found?
Okay, so there's two, that's the most important question, right? And there's two aspects to it, politically and legally. If you don't mind, I'd like to address legally.
Please.
There's two elements to this. One, you want fairness in reviewing the counting, and there hasn't been. In Detroit, you had three Democrats to every one Republican. They had to stand 30 feet away, on and on. The other issue is to throw out a ballot and say it's not legal, you have to have proof that that particular ballot has some fatal flaw. Now, you can do that on an individual basis, but how do you do it on enough to overturn this 100,000 dump here and there? That's the hard thing, because what they do is they bring in these ballots, mix them with others. How do you know? That's the opportunity. If you're old enough like I am to remember Perry Mason and these mysteries, they had to prove the motive. We get that winning the election when they don't have a dead body. An opportunity. Did the criminal or the accused have the opportunity to commit the crime, or do they have an alibi because they were in another country or whatever it is? The opportunity here is all these ballots sitting around. So on a legal basis, it's very difficult to throw out ballots, because they, in Nevada, they told the Supreme, Jesse, you're not going to believe this. They told the Supreme Court that if a ballot comes in after 8 p.m. on election night, when the polls close, they would segregate those and count them separately. You know what they did? They mixed them in. So how do you go back in time? And they know this. They know they can get away with it. So legally, it's a steep climb. Politically, if this president sadly does not get to stay in office, what they need to do, and everyone around the country who listens to you, if they have evidence of this, needs to turn it in or put it on Facebook, get it out there. He must expose this like nobody's business, so that the whole world, and especially the United States, sees the magnitude of this and forces changing in our system. We have to turn our ballots into what the $100 bill looks like now. And you know all the protections now that go into the making of a $100 bill. We have got to do that for ballot measures, for our ballots going forward.
Tom, I wish I could talk to you all night. That was outstanding. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right, boss. See you soon, and keep the faith.
You too. Yikes. I mean, that is, that's not good. That is not good. All right, we got more. Hang on. Joining me now, Drew Hernandez. He's a correspondent with the Tatum Report. Everybody knows how much we love Brandon Tatum on this show. Drew, what exactly is happening in Arizona? Give me an update on Arizona before we move on to everything else, because look, like anybody else I'm watching on election night, I see it's called for Arizona. I came on TV right away and said, no, 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 no. I know how early votes work in Arizona. Everybody slow down. Can Trump still come back? Is he going to come back? Is Biden got it covered? What's happening?
I know the campaign definitely still has a lot of hope that Trump could still pull this through, because the support that the president had in Arizona was absolutely overwhelming. I don't think anybody going into this thought that Arizona would be the place that Donald Trump would be having to kind of struggle to win against Joe Biden. But it is extremely suspect that Fox News, of all people, and I'm pretty sure a lot of us are fans of Fox News, called Arizona so early and CNN didn't. It's very suspect. I think a lot of people are disillusioned by that and they're kind of jumping ship watching their news now. But a lot of stuff doesn't add up, not just in Arizona, but in multiple states where votes were stopped being counted for Donald Trump, put on pause, then overnight, all of these magical absentee mail-in ballots just appeared that were only for Donald Trump, only for Joe Biden in different states. It's very hard to sit here and believe that some of this is legitimate after the left and Democrats, who I believe have been hijacked by neo-communists through Black Lives Matter and Antifa. It's very hard to believe that something like this isn't happening after they went through one impeachment sham with zero evidence that failed and crashed and burned to the ground, and then started another one that was actually successful with zero evidence that actually impeached the president with no valid evidence. So to sit here and say that, you know, Trump supporters or conservatives or conspiracy theorists because there's obvious voter fraud, there's countless videos going out on social media right now that are proving this, to say that something like that can't happen right now and is a conspiracy theory after what the left has done for the past 4 years would be a conspiracy theory within itself. I don't think that's too far-fetched to conclude and say and view. I understand why people are viewing this election this way. This should have been over at least by last night.
Drew, I find it embarrassing on a national level. I've said this repeatedly on my show that the world is watching and the United States of America is doing this. This is stuff we mock some third world dump about. This doesn't happen in the United States of America. But, I mean, this is as the left wants it, isn't it? It's not as if they take some pride in the country and they're worried about it.
Absolutely. I know some foreign powers are watching this, and there's a huge smile on their face. You can only imagine how the Middle East is seeing this. They want a guy like Joe Biden because obviously Donald Trump is very aggressive. I mean, he's achieved a peace deal in the Middle East, but I think it's quite clear that the Palestinians may not actually want that. If they can find a better deal from someone else, they're going to gravitate towards that. And the list goes on with foreign policy, right? Donald Trump was bad for business, not just for hardcore leftists in the United States, but even for people foreign abroad. And a perfect example is China. Do you think China would prefer Donald Trump as president or Joe Biden? I think it's pretty clear by now who their guy is. But I think there is a conversation to be had there. This is definitely embarrassing. We do look like a third world country. It looks like we don't have it together. And I want to make this point too. A lot of people on social media are just like railing against Trump because Trump is saying, hey, why are we still counting votes that are obviously way past election day? And people are complaining, saying, why is that such an issue? Don't blame Donald Trump because this process is so ridiculously all over the place. It's not Trump's fault that this election is so disorganized and we are so all over the place right now. The left did this. They scared people into their homes from not coming out and voting. They convinced the masses that mail-in ballots were the way to go. This is what happens. Historically, this is what happens. Mail-in ballots are not the most secure voting system anywhere in the world, not just in America, but this is the result. This is a result of what the left wanted, and this is what they're getting. And I think it could potentially, literally, I think they're attempting to hijack the election, in my personal opinion.
I agree. I don't know how you can look at what's happening and come to any other conclusion. Drew, why am I only hearing about these delays in counting the votes in states where Donald Trump needs to win, or Donald Trump had a lead and he's now losing? I don't hear any of this about Colorado. I only hear it about Georgia, about Michigan, about Arizona, well, Pennsylvania, of course. But weirdly, New Jersey got all theirs in and counted in time. Is that just a more efficient thing? But call me a conspiracy theorist all you want. That looks terrible.
Well, I mean, like Florida too, right? Florida had millions. The Hispanic vote turned out phenomenally for Donald Trump, which, by the way, I wanted to point this out, is the Hispanic vote turned out phenomenally for Donald Trump in Texas and in Florida. I thought Donald Trump was this scary Nazi that was going to deport all Mexicans and Hispanics, but it seems that the Hispanic people love Donald Trump right now, especially in Florida and Texas. They came out. Kudos to the Hispanic community. But to go to your point, I think this is why an investigation needs to take place, because there's obviously something amiss. It should not have taken this long, because this is why Donald Trump wants it to go to the Supreme Court. It's very suspect. Why aren't Republicans in some of these states not allowed to be in some of these centers where they're counting votes? They're boarding up windows so that civilians can't see what's being done with their votes. Like, what is this? We look like a third country. We look like we don't have it together. If you have nothing to hide, then why are you guys boarding up windows so that voters can't see if their votes are being accurately counted? Like, am I crazy?
Drew, I've seen this video, too, of boarding up the windows, and it looks so bad, I found myself taking a step back because I don't want to be some wingnut. Is there some innocent explanation for this I'm not getting? And it's not like they were blocking out the sun. This was taking place in the middle of the night. There has to be some kind of explanation for putting up large pieces of board over the window so people can't see. Please tell me there's something that I'm missing.
I think if we're hopeful, I think if we're passive, like I said, if the left wasn't as deranged as they have been the past 4 years, I would definitely give them the benefit of the doubt. But they have caused this. They've caused the American people to have such an anxiety and to not trust their system. When the left has hijacked the system, they've abused the system. They tried to remove the president 2 times. This went to the Senate. This went to a vote. Donald Trump could have been removed from office for nothing, literally nothing. And now take a look at our electoral process. It's all over the place. They're boarding up windows, and you expect me to sit here, not you, but I'm telling you, like, people that argue this, you expect me to sit here and not have any anxiety about this, or not have any issues to kind of look at this with suspicion that this is not being done accurately or with any integrity? I think a lot of people don't have faith in the system because our elected officials have proven that they cannot be trusted. And so it's completely reasonable. And this is why I say, and I think it's responsible for the Trump campaign, they have every right to do so, to investigate these things, because the American people, Donald Trump is still functioning as the president of the United States. It's his responsibility. He's still in the Oval Office. It's his responsibility that this election is done with 100% accuracy to the best of his ability, whether that's foreign or whether that's domestically. It shouldn't be a bad thing that Donald Trump wants to make sure that this is an accurate election. This is for the American people. This is our votes. And we need to make sure that all of these votes are actually accurate. I was saying this earlier, and I made this joke on Twitter. You guys can go check it out at Lives Matter Show. But I said, I think this is totally parody, but I said, part of the takeaways from the electoral process and the demographics are the Hispanic vote totally came out for Donald Trump in Florida and Texas, but it seems like the dead people vote is starting to come out for Joe Biden, because all these dead people, all these dead ballots from people that are like supposedly 113 years old are now magically voting for Joe Biden. So, I mean, this stuff needs to be investigated. Let's just put it there, right?
Okay. Do we have the things in place we need to put in to investigate them? Because I know Trump has a legal team. I know the Democrats have a legal team. I get all that. Do we have the people in place, or are we scrambling trying to get them in place?
You know, that's what I was thinking today. I could criticize the Trump campaign. I can't say that they didn't anticipate this. I'm pretty sure that they are completely mobilized and ready to go after something like this. I have faith that the Trump campaign does. Obviously, our legal system is all in place, so we can do something like this. But like I said, the left, the Democrat Party, does not play by the rules. They don't follow the law. They manipulate, they lie, they cheat, they steal. They are the ones that finesse the Republican Party, the GOP, in order to do things like this. So I think our system is in place. I think if the Trump campaign literally has to go on extreme offense right now. They have to go after this. They have to make sure that this is done correctly, because the American people, they deserve this. They deserve to know the truth. They deserve to know if this is accurate, because a lot of things don't add up. Listen, I said this the other day to some of my friends. It's like, I'm not like this leftist that can't comprehend or can't take an L or take a loss. You're not going to see me in the street screaming up to the sky because Joe Biden got elected. That's not how I roll. I know how to lose. I just want this to be accurate. I want this to be real. I want this to be done in the most accurate way possible with absolute integrity. And if that takes some kind of investigation, which I think the infrastructure is there, I would be shocked if the Trump administration was not prepared for this. I would be actually very, very pissed off if that were to happen. And I think a lot of other Americans would be too. But I have faith that the Trump campaign is 100% ready to go to fight for the American people.
Drew Hernandez, thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
All right. We have more. Hang on. You know, there's a special kind of thing built into women and built into men, and there are different things built into them. You know, God made us all differently. But one thing I do love is the man always wants to protect the woman. Now, obviously, that can be run out of him over time, you know, nature and nurture and all these things. But in his heart, a man wants to protect a woman, and it also applies to little brother when older sister is just trying to wrestle. That is as good as it gets right there. See? Told you we were going to give you some smiles tonight. Keep your chin up. We'll get through it. See you tomorrow. You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint, your carpet. Maybe they're animal smells. Maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own 3 of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get 2. Be like me and get 3. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse.
This is an iHeart podcast.